from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has just come to my attention, Lee. Good news.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
I came in here thinking it was Thursday. This happens to me a couple times a year.
Yeah.
And then I realized, no, it's Friday.
Yes, finally.
So good news if you're in that boat. You ever have a day like that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've had a week like that.
Me too. Where you think it's Tuesday, but it's actually Wednesday, so you're all confused. But then in the end, you get the big payoff of having Friday, what seems like early.
Yes.
So. All right. So anyway, good morning. This is getting buried in the news. It is today's biggest news story, which often gets buried in the news these days. What is happening in Arizona? We've been all over that on this show. The Supreme Court, to my surprise, took the case. I thought Elena Kagan would kill it. In Arizona, when I tell people this, they get a confused look on their face. Like they might have just misunderstood what I said, and I have to repeat it every time because they're like, what? No, wait, There are two, not one, but two voter registration lists in Arizona, Lee. One for normal Americans who are normal because they're Americans. And the law in Arizona is very clear. They passed it. You need to prove you're an American to register to vote in Arizona. So if you can prove you're an American, you go on one voter roll and you can vote in all the elections, local, state, national. If you cannot prove you're an American, you go on another voter roll, a separate, special, two-tier justice system kind of a voter roll for non-Americans and illegal immigrants. When I talked to our attorney general about this earlier in the week and I interviewed him, Alan Wilson, I said, how is this possible that a second voter roll exists for non-citizens, illegal immigrants, i.e. those who cannot prove they're American because they're not? He's the attorney general of the state. He's a pretty smart guy legally, right? He's an attorney. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He flat out says in the interview, I don't know. I don't understand how they can register. It's illegal. It's illegal. It's illegal under federal law, and it's illegal under state law. But there they are, 42,000 of them registered to vote. So the answer before the Supreme Court was this. Should they be allowed to continue to register to vote, even though that is against federal and state law? And should they be allowed to vote in a presidential election? It's kind of an important question. Because Joe Biden won that state by 10,000 votes. How many illegal immigrants, non-citizens, and sketchy characters are on this 42,000 long special voter list? Voter roll? 42,000. Joe Biden won by how much? 10,000. Huh. How many special non-citizens and illegal immigrants were on the voter roll in 2020? 11,900. See the problem there? We're watching the first state be determined by illegal immigrant voters. So this question was before Supreme Court yesterday. Emergency hearing. First, the good news, Lee. We did win part of it. We did win part of it. For now, they have to stop registering illegal immigrants and non-citizens and other sketchy characters who can't prove they're Americans.
So that's the good news. What's the bad news, Tara?
That's the good news. The bad news is the Supreme Court's like, well, on the off chance that a couple of them on that list are actually Americans, we'll let them all vote. Just, I'm going to give you a sec to process the shock of that, okay? Because, I mean, our founders rule in their graves. This is not hard, okay? It is, again, illegal federally to vote. It's a felony. It is illegal at the state level to vote in a federal election if you are not an American citizen. It's not complicated. It's not confusing. There aren't weird, smoky, sort of cloudy civil rights issues. It's illegal. But the Supreme Court said, oh, hell, just vote. As you watch what's left of justice and law in America crumble. So, and it's funny because I predicted this right on. I said, look, you've got John Roberts. He's a Bush appointee. With the Bush cabal, open borders is really more of a religion. So he's always going to do what they hired him to do. Amy Coney Barrett, who Ann Coulter warned us exhaustively about, as did I, that she would be a disaster on the court, was a disaster on the court yesterday. Going, ah, hell, 42,000 felonies. I mean, come on. What's that among friends? Because it would be, Lee, confusing to people on the special voter roll if they showed up and couldn't vote. Well, me, I mean, I'm confused how they're allowed to vote.
There is that.
But that's where we are. Okay, so here's where the case is. This likely will cost Donald Trump Arizona. That, I mean, I'm just going to bottom line it for you. And I think he knows that. If you look at where he's spending the money, he's already spent $150 million in Pennsylvania. And I think he thinks his victory runs through Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. It should run through Arizona because Republicans have done a fantastic job there, believe it or not, on the ground. Nothing to do with the RNC. They wouldn't actually want to register Republicans. But actual Republicans on the ground with almost no money have done a great job of registering Republicans there. Will it be enough to counter the tidal wave of illegal immigrants voting? I don't know. Or Democrats voting for them, which is the more likely scenario. I'd love to see the absentee ballot request list out of that 42,000. Now, here's the really baffling part. Couldn't we go and prosecute these people right now? Couldn't we run that list to 42,000 against Social Security database to figure out who's an illegal immigrant? Yeah, we could do that by noon in a normal country. But Joe Biden's Kamala Harris's administration will not allow boards of election to run their voter rolls against the Social Security database anymore. We used to be able to do that, but we can't do it now. So that's actually another thing Republicans are in court fighting for, and they filed a bill to do it in Congress as well, to begin to run these voter rolls against the Social Security database. Lee, we would know, because we have this thing called modern technology, we would know by noon who's an illegal immigrant, who's a citizen, and who's not. We can do this real fast. But we are pretending we can't, and so is the Supreme Court. So is the Supreme Court. Yeah. They're pretending we can't do this. We cannot know. It's too late to figure out. No, we got all the damn time in the world to figure it out before the voting starts. We could do it by noon. That's how fast that goes. These are not hard things. But we're pretending they're hard things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the future of the Republic, Kamala Harris said last night, this is the most important election of our lifetime. She's the only thing she said that was actually true in the entire speech. It is. And the Supreme Court has punted because open border zealots, Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts, decided to let 42,000 people commit felonies. Now, look, is there somebody on there who lost their birth certificate and somehow can't get another? Have you ever gotten a copy of your birth certificate, by the way?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. You know what happened recently? My daughter went to get her learner's permit,
right,
and she had to show her birth certificate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have the official copy.
Right. Yep. Yeah. I've run into that before.
Yeah. And you know what? This is going to be shocking. We were able to get an official copy.
Amazing.
It was crazy. And did you know it cost less than $10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, who would have known you could do a thing like that? Only everybody you will drive it by in traffic today could do a thing like that. This whole idea, Lee, and this is why the 42,000 that have been registered in Arizona, this is why you're seeing why the Democrats don't want voter ID, because they're registering them. You're seeing the same thing in Virginia. What did we just find in Virginia? Glenn Youngkin did check the voter rolls, 6,000 illegals. He went, stop. Nope, we're only voting by paper ballot. This is an emergency. He struck them from the voter rolls. They're gone. Everybody's going to get checked now to see if they're illegal. And he has ordered that the state will vote by ballot because this is just, whoa, no, we could, that state could be close in a landslide. In Texas, Ken Paxton has just caught Democrat-aligned groups registering tens of thousands of voters in DMV parking lots. Well, when you go in there, you get automatically registered if you have ID. Why do you need to have Democrat-affiliated groups registering illegal immigrants in DMV parking lots, tens of thousands of them in Texas, illegal immigrants?
So that you can get their name and address.
Yeah, and that too.
And that have that in the database so that either you can encourage them or someone to do it for them.
For them. So he's promising prosecutions and convictions. He's investigating these Democrat groups, but I mean, I don't know. Will they take Texas? Did they register enough illegals to take Texas? I don't know. We'll find out.
It's just stunning that we are at a point in this country where advocating that only American citizens vote in elections is a radical idea.
It's actually controversial.
Yeah.
So now we know why the Democrats are so bothered by this. And they keep saying, hey, we're advocating for black people. Yeah, black people, they just can't get ID, man. We got to help them, us white liberals. And remember that poll out of Georgia? Yeah, it was out of Georgia, where actually a higher percentage of black people than white people wanted ID to vote.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So white liberals aren't helping anybody. The black people in Georgia are like, no, we're fine. We're good. Yeah. We got it. We can find a DMV. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
And that was after, you remember, like, you had Bank of America CEO coming out and going, black people can't find their ID. And they're like, yeah, we can.
Yeah.
We got that. We're good. Thanks. So this is the game. And Lee, the good thing is you've heard me sit in this chair for so long and beg the Republican Party, please stop pretending there's no voter fraud.
Yeah.
Stop pretending Donald Trump is an embarrassment when he talks about voter fraud. It's not going to go away. And the good news is between Ken Paxton and Arizona, we're finally at least getting this into the light. So maybe someday we can have a fair election. But I'm afraid this won't be one of those days. So, and I don't know how many illegal immigrants are registered to vote in Pennsylvania. I have a feeling I'm going to find out before this is all over. And that is the biggest news story today. That's why you're not going to hear anything about it in most other places besides great talk radio. We do great talk radio here all day long. 98.9 WRD. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell four to listen to us. If you need a link to tell them how, text keyword listen to the text line 71307.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck getting a divorce. That'd be an interesting one to watch. Yeah, people who love the, tabloids, love all that. Love to watch the, the hookup, the run-up, the marriage, the engagement. Not me. I loved a divorce. And this one's going to be fun. You know why? Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, no prenup. They were so convinced it was true love, they didn't have a prenup. You want just a hint of how rich this woman is? This is ridiculous, by the way. Jennifer Lopez now has a $17 million collection of engagement rings that she owns, including a $5.6 million rock she got from Ben Affleck this time around. Boy, I bet his kids love that. The kids with another woman. Oh my God, Hollywood. Anyway, yeah, she apparently has a habit of not returning her engagement rings when her relationships go sour. So that's looking like she's going to keep Ben's ring and now with no prenup. Here's a breakdown of her collection. Oh, Johnny Noah, $130,000. She married him in 97. Chris Judd, $200,000. Married her in 2001. Affleck was $2.6 million. That was the first ring, by the way, in 2002. They never made it to the altar. Broke up in 2004, but she kept the ring. Mark Anthony, that was a $6.5 million ring. Then it was Alex Rodriguez. That was a $2 million ring. They never did get married. She kept the ring. Can you imagine? How does that conversation go? These people are not like us. How does the conversation go? Yeah, I guess we're not. It's just not going to work out. Yeah, I know, honey. Yeah, you know what? Just keep the ring. It's worth $2 million. Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, things I wonder about. Okay. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris gaslit the country last night. Let me tell you what's going on last night at the DNC. I'm going to make this simple. They know they're weird, okay? They know they are. You know how they've been obsessing about the word weird and having all their minions in the mainstream media, the liberal mainstream media, repeat the word weird and direct it at the other side? You know why they're doing that? Because they've seen something in the polling that scares them. And whatever it is in the polling, it says this. People think Democrats are increasingly weird. It's because they're so radical. When you don't know anybody who believes the things they believe or wants the things they want, they look weird. Jay had a neighborhood cookout. We had one of those around 4th of July this year. A guy come to your cookout. I don't believe in police. I think we shouldn't have any police. I wish they'd go away. That'd be weird, right? Well, you don't know anyone like that. Like even the liberals, you know, I have liberals in my family. Even the liberals, you know, don't think that. They're like, no, we're for the police. My liberal brother had him over last weekend. He was like, nah, I think I need some police in my neighborhood. These people don't believe that. That's resurfaced about Kamala Harris wanting to demilitarize police and send social workers. And folks, she's so radical. That was before George Floyd. These people are weird. So they had one goal last night, okay? People have heard some weird things about him. I mean, like some really weird things about him. Like they might have let 12 million illegal immigrants in, including some people who might have gang raped a 12-year-old, mother of five, stuffed their bodies in culverts. I guess that's how it's done. And those are some like weird things. You know, they might have heard Kamala never went to the border. She's an open border zealot. That's not normal. America people don't want that. In fact, in poll after poll, majorities of Democrats don't want that. So their goal last night, and Kamala's most especially, being as radical as she is, was to appear not weird, normal. What do you think? She pulled it off. She gaslit the American public at a level I've never seen. I mean, truly, even for Democrats who have to hide who they are, this woman. Are you kidding me? She couldn't be bothered to go to the border, and then she pretended she went to the border that one time, but actually went to a place where there is no border. It was in Texas, but there was no border. She was way off the border to avoid actually going to the border. Unbelievable. And yet she said this last night.
I fought against the cartels who traffic in guns and drugs and human beings, who threaten the security of our border and the safety of our communities.
Like maybe in another time space continuum, but not in this one. Here's Raul Ortiz, head of the Border Patrol. He would know what they did, right? He saw at meetings with her. She refused to meet with him. She wouldn't talk to him even one time. He's the head of the Border Patrol. Let's hear from him.
Does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
You heard the secretary. He said we have operational control. That's the definition of operational control.
Based upon the definition you have, sir, up there, no.
We don't have operational control.
No, sir. We tore down perfectly good infrastructure system in some areas that we should have just left alone. Del Rio was a perfect example of that.
We dismantled border security under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, he said. He went on to say she wouldn't meet with him. Let's hear from her again.
I fought against the cartels who traffic in guns and drugs and human beings, who threaten the security of our border and the safety of our communities.
Says that 72 hours after the inspector general in her own Department of Homeland Security that handles the border says she and Joe lost over 210,000. Illegal immigrant children who, quote, may be in danger of labor exploitation and sexual exploitation, unquote. They don't know where they are. They don't know where they are.
I fought against the cartels who traffic in guns and drugs and human beings, who threaten the security of our border and the safety of our communities.
Huh. Let's hear from a former assistant director of the FBI, Chris Schwecker. Let's hear from him. Let's see if he thinks she fought to secure the border.
We've thrown the front door open in the United States, and all the security measures that we took after 9/11 are for naught.
He doesn't seem to see it that way. Weird. Kamala, you see, is a prosecutor. And she's going to be really, really, really tough. She's a tough broad. She's tough on some people or something as a prosecutor. That was her message and the message of others who spoke last night. She knows how to take on the tough guys. She gaslit the country at a level I've never seen before. She says this literally on the day. One of the top 10 trending stories in this country is the FBI warning. We are facing right now the worst threat environment ever. Worse than like 9/11, before 9/11. Yeah, worse than that. They're telling us something's coming. And the funniest part about it is you read, and even in the mainstream media, you read down in the article and it says, yeah, because of the border. Because of the border? The one they told us last night, Kamala was tough on while the Democrats were trying to look normal, were trying to, and that was the goal last night. Pass her off as normal. She's a prosecutor. Come on. A prosecutor prosecutes criminals. How unnormal and weird could she really be? They were trying to normalize this. A lot of Americans have heard some maybe disturbing things around the edges. And they wanted her to appear not scary. Because they know she's scary to normal people. This is why they keep using the word weird and directing it at us. Because their polling is telling them Americans kind of are starting to think they're weird. She's gonna make us all safe and not poor. As we come out of a Biden-Harris administration with the FBI director, the FBI saying in a statement again, this is the most dangerous threat environment we have ever seen. Ever. Again, Chris Schwecker, former director of the FBI, assistant director of the FBI. Why is that again?
We've thrown the front door open in the United States, and all the security measures that we took after 9/11 are for naught.
I see. And that's why we're in danger. Okay. But she's going to save us or something. Trump wasn't buying it.
The biggest reaction is, why didn't she do the things that she's complaining about? All of these things that she talked about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do everything, but she didn't do any of it. She could have done it 3.5 years ago. She can go there right now. She can do all of the things, many of the things that she's talking about and complaining about. It was a lot of complaining.
To give you some idea of what her priorities are and what they're not. And this really is remarkable given what the issues are in this country. Like, the number one issue every day in the Gallup tracker is always either the border or inflation slash economy slash I can't pay for my groceries. In her speech, Kamala mentioned Trump 15 times. Inflation, 0 times. No inflation. Not even important enough to mention. And you know what? She doesn't care if you can afford groceries. She doesn't. If she did a year ago in July when she promised the lower prices, she would have. She didn't. She didn't even try. She didn't even try to look like she was trifling. In the Urban Dictionary, they call that trifling. Trifling. Like, you're trying to fail, but you're trying to look like you're trying to succeed while trying to fail. Trifling. Ends with an N, not a G. She does not care. But she only has to look like she cares until the election. And the Democrats get this game, okay? They get that she can't say the word inflation. So she can't do an interview. She can't. You can't explain how you promised to lower prices in July of 23 and you did literally nothing. But you're now running around promising to lower prices again, using something that was tried in the former USSR and Cuba. You can't explain. And they know you can't explain it. They know this. And that's why even on CNN now, they're advising her, begging her really, and giving her absolution at the same time. Like, hey, you know what, honey? Maybe an interview is not a good idea. Unscripted. Ooh, that could end badly for a woman who once had a 28% approval rating and was so bad that the Biden administration stopped sending her out. And I only know that because MSNBC reported it. They're actually advising her to avoid interviews on CNN, where they make their living doing what? Interviews and conversation.
What do you think she should do, or does she do better to ignore all those calls to talk and just keep doing what she's doing?
I think what she's been doing is works because, you know, what she's been doing is hitting the ground. And I think, you know, sometimes we forget about the ground game in this digital era that we're in, this era of interviews. Sometimes, you know, not sometimes, all the time when you're actually on the ground shaking hands, you know, kissing babies, actually touching people, that goes a long way.
You know, the one thing on this that I think is so important is folks are spending a lot of time talking about what she's doing on the camera. Mm-hmm. There's also a behind the camera side. And I think one thing that's very consistent about Kamala Harris is you can best believe she's having conversations. And she's certainly having them off air. And there's
what's so funny is that's Charlamagne the God. And Erin Burnett on CNN opens the conversation with, well, every candidate has to sit down with you on the Democrat side. Are you going to interview Kamala? They've all the rest of them sat down with you. It's almost a requirement. Kind of like if you don't come and do the interview on this show, you're not the real deal in this area. I mean, you're not. If you won't do it, you got something to hide. I mean, it's the way it is. People who don't have anything to hide, they sit here all day long and answer questions. And that's the standard on the show, on Charlamagne the God show. And he's like, and so she asked him on CNN, hey, should Kamala come sit down with you? He's like, oh, no, I don't want to see that woman. Nope, nothing to do with her. I don't want anything to do with her. Nope, she should go kiss babies. That's Charlamagne the God. Me? No. I've interviewed every other Democrat candidate. But no, not her. No, I don't want to talk to her.
What do you think she should do? Or does she do better to ignore all those calls to talk and just keep doing what she's doing?
I think what she's been doing is works because, you know, what she's been doing is hitting the ground. And I think, you know, sometimes we forget about the ground game in this digital era that we're in, this era of interviews. Sometimes, you know, not sometimes, all the
Please
time.
Please don't come on my show. Don't come because then I'd have to ask you questions and you're weird and awkward. But they know it. They know it. They know their internal polling shows people are starting to think they're weird because they're weird. They're not like normal people. You want to hear them admit it? Okay. Here is a speaker at the DNC addressing the Democrat Black Caucus. And he says it perfectly in 7 seconds.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
After 7 days, we can go back to acting crazy. Right?
After 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy. This is why they're obsessed with the word weird and tarring us with it. Whatever they accuse you of is what they know they are and what they know they're doing. Unbelievable. I got to play that. Do you mind if I play that again? I love that clip. I think I'm going to memorialize this one. I think I'm going to play it for years.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
Now, after 70 days, we can go back down crazy. Right?
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll be right back. Well, Fox News is reporting, it's gone back and forth. They're reporting again right now that RFK Jr. is expected to drop out of the race today, deliver an address on the path forward. So we'll see. Trump didn't sound too sure himself this morning, but Trump made kind of a brilliant point on RFK and how he was treated by the Democrats. Who, look, I've been saying since the fall, these are your elites. And they intended to select both your choices on the ballot. Whether that meant sending people to prison, hiring people to infiltrate the RFK campaign, blocking RFK from running in the primary against Joe Biden, whatever it takes to make sure their sheeple don't actually get to choose the candidate on the ballot. That's who they are. And Trump nails it with this about how unfairly RFK has been treated by the Democrats.
Look, he was treated very unfairly by the Democrats. Yeah. He would have beaten Joe Biden in a Democrat primary. I have no doubt about it. And they made it absolutely impossible for him. They made it that you have to get 60-70% of the vote just to get in. And you
Mr.
know what?
President.
In the end, the Democrats did the same thing to Joe Biden. They threw Joe Biden out of the party.
Yeah. They are determined the serfs shall not pick. You know why? I know RFK better than the vast majority. I think vast majority of people who probably support him even. I've been getting his newsletter for years. I signed up for it because I was interested in one thing he was talking about. And the headlines are so compelling that I've been clicking on it for years. He has taught me so much. You know what RFK is, actually? This is kind of interesting. He's a real Democrat. I mean, he's like, RFK is one of the few liberals left. Like, real, true, actually authentic liberals left. And that's why the Democrat Party, which is fascist now, is fighting so hard against him. When you look at what RFK has stood for years, it's all of the things you heard them claiming to stand for last night on the podium. From Elizabeth Warren to Kamala Harris. Let me give you a RFK. I would love to see RFK as the head of the Food and Drug Administration. I actually would. That's just from reading him for years. In Europe, their system is far less corrupt than our system for approving food, drugs, including pesticides, fertilizers. And so stuff that is absolutely toxic for your body is all over our food. It's all in our food. In Europe, the rules that they have prevent regulators from bouncing back and forth in employment of companies they work in, that they're regulating, which they do here. You go do a turn, you approve some poison, you know, to be put in food, then you go get a huge salary entry level at these companies. They don't have that in Europe. And so when you start to compare what is not legal in Europe, regulatory-wise, and here, you can see why we're all sick. RFK would go in there and tear that apart. He has sued and fought the pharmaceutical industry for the horrific way they test and approve shots. It's incredibly corrupt. Europe is not like that. To give you an idea, you see grapes this time of year, they're coming due. Like they're ripening, you pick them. This is when you pick grapes. And on just about any grape you're going to buy in a store at this time or make into wine, they have the same pesticides. Those pesticides are so toxic that they stop them. Customs stops them from coming into the country at the border. But they're approved here. RFK would level that at the FDA. And see, that's why they don't want him. They, all of the Democrats, 80% of their donors now, 80% of the donor of Wall Street, you know, donates to Democrats. Why? They are the fascist.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kamala, you see, is a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be really, really, really tough. She's a tough broad. She's tough on some people or something as a prosecutor. That was her message, and the message of others who spoke last night. She knows how to take on the tough guys. She gaslit the country at a level I've never seen before. She says this literally on the day. One of the top 10 trending stories in this country is the FBI warning. We are facing right now the worst threat environment ever. Worse than like 9/11, before 9/11. Yeah, worse than that. They're telling us something's coming. And the funniest part about it is you read, and even in the mainstream media, you read down in the article and it says, yeah, because of the border. Because of the border? The one they told us last night, Kamala was tough on while the Democrats were trying to look normal, were trying to, and that was the goal last night. Pass her off as normal. She's a prosecutor. Come on. A prosecutor prosecutes criminals. How unnormal and weird could she really be? They were trying to normalize this. A lot of Americans have heard some maybe disturbing things around the edges. And they wanted her to appear not scary. Because they know she's scary to normal people. This is why they keep using the word weird and directing it us. Because their polling is telling them Americans kind of are starting to think they're weird. She's going to make us all safe. And not poor. As we come out of a Biden-Harris administration with the FBI director, the FBI saying in a statement again, this is the most dangerous threat environment we have ever seen. Ever. Again, Chris Wecker, former director of the FBI, assistant director of the FBI. Why is that again?
We've thrown the front door open in the United States, and all the security measures that we took after 9/11 are for naught.
I see. And that's why we're in danger. Okay. But she's going to save us or something. Trump wasn't buying it.
The biggest reaction is, why didn't she do the things that she's complaining about? All of these things that she talked about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do everything, but she didn't do any of it. She could have done it 3.5 years ago. She can go there right now. She can do all of the things, many of the things that she's talking about and complaining about. It was a lot of complaining.
To give you some idea of what her priorities are and what they're not. And this really is remarkable, given what the issues are in this country. Like, the number one issue every day in the Gallup tracker is always either the border or inflation slash economy slash I can't pay for my groceries. In her speech, Kamala mentioned Trump 15 times. Inflation, 0 times. No inflation. Not even important enough to mention. And you know what? She doesn't care if you can afford groceries. She doesn't. If she did a year ago in July when she promised the lower prices, she would have. She didn't. She didn't even try. She didn't even try to look like she was trifling. In the Urban Dictionary, they call that trifling. Trifling. Like you're trying to fail, but you're trying to look like you're trying to succeed while trying to fail. Trifling. Ends with an N, not a G. She does not care. But she only has to look like she cares. Until the election, And the Democrats get this game, okay? They get that she can't say the word inflation. So she can't do an interview. She can't. You can't explain how you promised to lower prices in July of 23 and you did literally nothing. But you're now running around promising to lower prices again, using something that was tried in the former USSR and Cuba. You can't explain. And they know you can't explain it. They know this. And that's why even on CNN now, they're advising her, begging her really, and giving her absolution at the same time. Like, hey, you know what, honey? Maybe an interview is not a good idea. You know, unscripted. Ooh, that could end badly for a woman who once had a 28% approval rating and was so bad that the Biden administration stopped sending her out. And I only know that because MSNBC reported it. They're actually advising her to avoid interviews on CNN, where they make their living doing what? Interviews and conversation.
What do you think she should do? Or does she do better to ignore all those calls to talk and just keep doing what she's doing?
I think what she's been doing is works because, you know, what she's been doing is hitting the ground. And I think, you know, sometimes we forget about the ground game in this digital era that we're in, this era of interviews. Sometimes, you know, not sometimes, all the time when you're actually on the ground shaking hands, you know, kissing babies, actually touching people, that goes a long way.
You know, the one thing on this that I think is so important is folks are spending a lot of time talking about what she's doing on the camera. Mm-hmm. There's also a behind the camera side. And I think one thing that's very consistent about Kamala Harris is you can best believe she's having conversations, and she's certainly having them off air. And there's
what's so funny is that's Charlamagne the God. And Erin Burnett on CNN opens the conversation with, well, every candidate has to sit down with you on the Democrat side. Are you going to interview Kamala? They've all the rest of them sat down with you. It's almost a requirement. Kind of like if you don't come and do the interview on this show, you're not the real deal in this area. I mean, you're not. If you won't do it, you got something to hide. I mean, it's the way it is. People who don't have anything to hide, they sit here all day long and answer questions. And that's the standard on the show, on Charlamagne the God show. And he's like, and so she asked him on CNN, hey, should Kamala come sit down with you? He's like, oh, no, I don't want to see that woman. Nope, nothing to do with her. I don't want anything to do with her. Nope, she should go kiss babies. That's Charlamagne the God. Me? No. I've interviewed every other Democrat candidate. But no, not her. No, I don't want to talk to her.
What do you think she should do? Or does she do better to ignore all those calls to talk and just keep doing what she's doing?
I think what she's been doing is works because, you know, what she's been doing is hitting the ground. And I think, you know, sometimes we forget about the ground game in this digital era that we're in, this era of interviews. Sometimes, you know, not sometimes, all the
please
time.
Please don't come on my show. Don't come because then I'd have to ask you questions and you're weird and awkward. But they know it. They know it. They know their internal polling shows people are starting to think they're weird because they're weird. They're not like normal people. You want to hear them admit it? Okay. Here is a speaker at the DNC addressing the Democrat Black Caucus. And he says it perfectly in 7 seconds.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
Now, after 7 days, we can go back down crazy. Right?
After 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy. This is why they're obsessed with the word weird and tarring us with it. Whatever they accuse you of is what they know they are and what they know they're doing. Unbelievable. I got to play that. Do you mind if I play that again? I love that clip. I think I'm going to memorialize this one. I think I'm going to play it for years.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
Now, after 7 days, we can go back down crazy. Right?
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll be right back. Well, Fox News is reporting, it's gone back and forth. They're reporting again right now that RFK Jr. is expected to drop out of the race today, deliver an address on the path forward. So we'll see. Trump didn't sound too sure himself this morning, but Trump made kind of a brilliant point on RFK and how he was treated by the Democrats. Who, look, I've been saying since the fall, these are your elites. And they intended to select both your choices on the ballot. Whether that meant sending people to prison, hiring people to infiltrate the RFK campaign, blocking RFK from running in the primary against Joe Biden. Whatever it takes to make sure their sheeple don't actually get to choose the candidate on the ballot. That's who they are. And Trump nails it with this about how unfairly RFK has been treated by the Democrats.
Look, he was treated very unfairly by the Democrats. Yeah. He would have beaten Joe Biden in a Democrat primary. I have no doubt about it. And they made it absolutely impossible for him. They made it that you have to get 60-70% of the vote just to get in. And you know what?
Mr. President.
In the end, the Democrats did the same thing to Joe Biden. They threw Joe Biden out of the party.
Yeah. They are determined the serfs shall not pick. You know why? I know RFK better than the vast majority. I think vast majority of people who probably support him even. I've been getting his newsletter for years. I signed up for it because I was interested in one thing he was talking about. And the headlines are so compelling that I've been clicking on it for years. He has taught me so much. You know what RFK is, actually? This is kind of interesting. He's a real Democrat. I mean, he's like... RFK is one of the few liberals left, like the real, real, true, actually authentic liberals left. And that's why the Democrat Party, which is fascist now, is fighting so hard against him. When you look at what RFK has stood for years, it's all of the things you heard them claiming to stand for last night on the podium, from Elizabeth Warren to Kamala Harris. Let me give you RFK. I would love to see RFK as the head of the Food and Drug Administration. I actually would. That's just from me reading him for years. In Europe, their system is far less corrupt than our system for approving food, drugs, including pesticides, fertilizers. And so stuff that is absolutely toxic for your body is all over our food. It's all in our food. In Europe, the rules that they have prevent regulators from bouncing back and forth in employment of companies they work in, that they're regulating, which they do here. You go do a turn, you approve some poison, you know, to be put in food. Then you go get a huge salary entry level at these companies. They don't have that in Europe. And so when you start to compare what is not legal in Europe, regulatory wise, and here, you can see why we're all sick. RFK would go in there and tear that apart. He has sued and fought the pharmaceutical industry for the horrific way they test and approve shots. It's incredibly corrupt. Europe is not like that. Europe, to give you an idea, you see grapes this time of year, they're coming due. Like they're ripening, you pick them. This is when you pick grapes. And on just about any grape you're going to buy in a store at this time or make into wine, they have the same pesticides. Those pesticides are so toxic that they stop them. Customs stops them from coming into the country at the border. But they're approved here. RFK would level that at the FDA. And see, that's why they don't want him. They, all of the Democrats, 80% of their donors now, 80% of the donor of Wall Street, you know, donates to Democrats. Why? They are the fascist party. They're the party of big government, big corporate harm. RFK is everything they claim they are. And they have shut him down. It's so telling. Well, Fox News is reporting, it's gone back and forth. They're reporting again right now that RFK Jr. is expected to drop out of the race today, deliver an address on the path forward. So we'll see. Trump didn't sound too sure himself this morning, but Trump made kind of a brilliant point on RFK and how he was treated by the Democrats. Who, look, I've been saying since the fall, these are your elites, and they intended to select both your choices on the ballot. Whether that meant sending people to prison, hiring people to infiltrate the RFK campaign, blocking RFK from running in the primary against Joe Biden, whatever it takes to make sure their sheeple don't actually get to choose the candidate on the ballot. That's who they are. And Trump nails it with this about how unfairly RFK has been treated by the Democrats.
Look, he was treated very unfairly by the Democrats. Yeah. He would have beaten Joe Biden in a Democrat primary. I have no doubt about it. And they made it absolutely impossible for him. They made it that you have to get 60-70% of the vote just to get in. And you know what?
President.
In the end, the Democrats did the same thing to Joe Biden. They threw Joe Biden out of the party.
Yeah. They are determined the serfs shall not pick. You know why? I know RFK better than the vast majority. I think vast majority of people who probably support him even. I've been getting his newsletter for years. I signed up for it because I was interested in one thing he was talking about. And the headlines are so compelling that I've been clicking on it for years. He has taught me so much. You know what RFK is, actually? This is kind of interesting. He's a real Democrat. I mean, he's like, RFK is one of the few liberals left. Like, we're real, real, true, actually authentic liberals left. And that's why the Democrat Party, which is fascist now, is fighting so hard against him. When you look at what RFK has stood for years, it's all of the things you heard them claiming to stand for last night on the podium, from Elizabeth Warren to Kamala Harris. Let me give you a RFK. I would love to see RFK as the head of the Food and Drug Administration. I actually would. That's just from reading him for years. In Europe, their system is far less corrupt than our system for approving food, drugs, including pesticides, fertilizers. And so stuff that is absolutely toxic for your body is all over our food. It's all in our food. In Europe, the rules that they have prevent regulators from bouncing back and forth in employment of companies they work in, that they're regulating, which they do here. You go do a turn, you approve some poison, you know, to be put in food. Then you go get a huge salary entry level at these companies. They don't have that in Europe. And so when you start to compare what is not legal in Europe, regulatory wise, and here, you can see why we're all sick. RFK would go in there and tear that apart. He has sued and fought the pharmaceutical industry for the horrific way they test and approve shots. It's incredibly corrupt. Europe is not like that. Europe, to give you an idea, you see grapes this time of year, they're coming due. Like they're ripening, you pick them. This is when you pick grapes. And on just about any grape you're going to buy in a store at this time or make into wine, they have the same pesticides. Those pesticides are so toxic that they stop them. Customs stops them from coming into the country at the border. But they're approved here. RFK would level that at the FDA. And see, that's why they don't want him. All of the Democrats, 80% of their donors now, 80% of the donor of Wall Street, you know, donates to Democrats. Why? They are the fascist party. They're the party of big government, big corporate harm. RFK is everything they claim they are. And they have shut him down. It's so telling.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.